Yeah, actually, Tom Lynch, who I think was there when it started, then went away, and now is back.
Yeah.
He described it to me as some kind of existential, you know, realm that the palliative care people function in. And, you know, it's interesting because not just Jennifer's study, but there was another national study that showed a survival benefit of early palliative care. And I told Jennifer that my theory, because like nobody really exactly understands why it is, but my theory is maybe if you support the patients better, they have a greater desire to live. You know, they sort of push for the next chemo or, you know, any thoughts on that?
I think, you know, palliative care is a two-way street. Obviously, the palliative care physicians are making the assessments and making recommendations, but the impact of that, what the patient thinks about, feels, and then feeds back to both the palliative care doctor and their treating doctor makes all the difference in the world. I concur completely. And, you know, in ovaries specifically, this is a little tangential from it, but I think it's an emerging field. There's accumulating data that stress produces a lot of bad things. And there's beautiful animal models now that show ovarian cancer tumors grow faster in an animal that is experimentally stressed. And you can block this with beta blockers, and the animal does better. So that's a particularly relevant issue for ovarian cancer because our patients now live a lot longer than they used to. They go through multiple recurrences. They go through multiple treatments. And so there are multiple opportunities through all of this to develop a terrible sense of stress. A fear of recurrence is very strong in our patients.